Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on this Friday morning. And it's a little bit breezy. You move inland, it's not bad at all. It's just right along the coast, but it's doable up here. We're all good to go. All right, well, let's run up Lake Houston way, and let's talk to our good friend John Littleton, see what's up with him. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Well, what's up?
Oh, man, just trying to get motivated again today, and man, the sun is killing us, you know, out here in the construction field, you know. It's hot. I'm glad I got my good air-conditioned office, so, you know. But
well, I remember the worst summer I ever spent. I remember it was in a caliche parking lot, a big lay-down yard full of rebar with no shade, and I was working. It was one summer in high school, and I was working, cutting rod for all the rod busting crews out at Exxon. A big job going on out there, and I mean, it'd be 120 degrees all day in that parking lot. It was nasty.
Yeah.
Running,
you know,
a cutting torch all day in that heat, and you know, bundling that stuff up for the Winch truck drivers to come in and load it up and take it out in the field. That was probably the hottest job I ever had. That was a nasty one.
Yeah. All of our stuff is, we're on asphalt, and that stuff gets so hot.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you know, I go out, walk around, and it's like, man, it's like it wants to melt the soles of your shoes, you know.
Yeah.
But it gets hot, you know. Fishing's hot, Mickey. It's just, you know, we're catching some fish. We actually started back our Tuesday night tournaments last week. So
great. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, this past Tuesday night. So, yeah, mm-hmm. we it's a little different. We're one person at a time going, you know, weigh your fish, and, you know, they record it, and, you know, everybody's doing the right thing. I mean, you know, we're keeping apart, you know, to, you know, the best we can, and the fish are biting. Tuesday night we had we only had 12 teams show up to fish, and there was four or five fish limits weighed in. 11 something won. I don't remember the exact weight. Then I think they had a couple 10-pound bags, and you know, we weren't, you know how fishing is, Mickey. You go feast or famine, and it was famine for us, you know, on Tuesday night. So we only had two little keepers that weighed a little less than 5 pounds. I mean, you know, we just couldn't catch the right fish. We caught a bunch of fish,
yeah,
just couldn't catch, you know, the right ones. But,
were y'all spinner baiting them or what?
No, we're throwing little crank baits, and
okay.
You know, then closer, you know, we fish from 6 to 9. And so, you know, the closer around 7:30, 7:40, you know, we pull out the buzz baits, the top water, you know, throw a little popar, buzz bait. They're not on that frog yet. We just, at least not for us, we just can't get them to eat that frog yet. But, you know, and sometimes you'll think, well, you throw a buzz bait and you got to keep it moving, you know, around the pads and the lay downs, and, you know, they'll eat it. And then I was throwing a little topwater, like a, it's called a yellow magic, and, you know, just twitching it and letting it sit, and they just come up and just annihilate it, you know.
What is that? What is that yellow magic? What does that look like? Is that torpedo, like a torpedo, or what?
No, it's like a popar.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's got a little cup mouth to it, and you know, I change mine up a little bit. I usually change the feathers out on the tail and change the treble hooks out. You know, but. You know, you can just pop it and let it sit, and, you know, if they'll just come up and just eat it. But they're just not big enough, Binky. That's our problem, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're catching fish. We, like I said, it's fun. It's not going to get you a paycheck, but, you know, it's fun, you know, so... And we start back our regular Saturday series tournaments next weekend, the 30th, I think it is. Whatever next, not this Saturday, not tomorrow, but
right,
next
tomorrow's
Saturday.
The 23rd, yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be the 30th, yeah. So
gotcha.
Yeah, but...
What's the lake level like? Are y'all still a little bit low, or how are they keeping the lake?
Yeah, it's low, Mickey. You know, they pulled it down quite a bit here week before last, anticipating all that rain we had come in. And they're letting it fill back up gradually, but, man, it's so hot. I think a lot of that water is evaporating. You know, you don't think
about it,
but,
that evaporation, you know, that rate adds up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it. I noticed when I backed the boat in, it was there's a little curve that you've got to kind of back over. And that's how I usually just judge it. If I back up and my tires are on that curb, you know, the lake's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I had to go over the curb and back a little bit. And then, yeah, I said, oh, this ain't going to be fun. But
no.
Anyhow, you know, we're catching fish, like I said. And, there was a lot of people out even Tuesday night at, you know, at 5:30 when we put in. And you got to kind of watch if you are out there late, because we did see, you know, a couple of boats out there with no lights, and, you know, you just got to be careful. And, you know, I don't think they were anticipating a lot of people coming out, but they were catfishing, and I seen they had probably 20 or 25 of those noodles out, and you know, they're in small aluminum boats, you know, but, man, you still need to put lights on those things.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Out there, if you're going to be out there after dark. So, you know, it's not just us, you know, out there. There's other people out there riding around, too, and it's hard to see a boat, you know, without lights on out there at night. But then, you know, you got the ones that go overkill. They, you know, they got so many lights on, they blind you. You know, I hear you guys talk about them out there in salt water.
Oh, those light bars get you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's some of those at Lake Houston, too. So, you know, yeah, they're out there riding around. And, you know, it's like you can light up the world, seems like. But you know, this weekend's going to be crowded. I think I'm going to go out early in the morning and try to look for, I need to catch a few more bigger fish, get ready for next week and see if I can find some bigger fish. And, you know, and then I think we're going to stay off the water Sunday and Monday, might ride up to the deer lease. And I went up Wednesday to the deer lease, and man, we got the grass looks good. You know, the deers should be eating good. The ponds are full. Caught a few bass in the ponds. I think we caught three, and you know, we were just goofing around with the grandkids. So you know, they had fun and needed to go run the four wheeler and stuff. Get it, you know, keep everything running.
Yeah.
But life's been pretty good, Mickey. We're still trying to, you know, stay safe and work safe, and you know, it's things are getting back a little bit to normal. But man, we, you know, needed to come on around pretty quick, I guess.
Well, we're trying. We're just,
yeah.
Hopefully, we can recover from this. You know, everybody being unemployed like that, that's horrible. It's hard to believe from booming, and now to this. It's tough on people. It really is.
It is. I mean, you know, it'll play mind games with you. You know, you gotta, you know, get in the right mindset, you know, also. But, it can work on you. I know I've had a couple of horror stories told to me the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, and not good out there, you know.
No.
But
hopefully my wife's line of work she's in will come back, and she can get back to work. She's about to kill me being home. Man, there's.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife
and
I've
been
married.
Man.
Yeah, we've been married for years and years and years, and it's I don't know. I'm glad I'm kind of glad I go to work every day, you know. But you know, we get along great. It's just, you know, we each do our little thing, you know, and my wife's not an outdoors person, so her fun is sitting in the recliner on her tablet or reading a book, you know. So, you know, the old saying, opposites attract. So,
well, that's true. My wife, same way. Maybe that's why we've been together so long. But, boy, she knows how to find little things that need to be done. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm caught up. I'm ready to fish the rest of the year. I've had enough. I'm ready to go fishing and rest up. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, we all got our honey-do list, you know.
Man.
Yeah, the honey-do list keeps growing and growing and growing. And I can find a guy for that. You know, everybody says, oh, there's an app for that. But I can find a guy for that, you know.
Yeah.
we're gonna get back after it hard and heavy here before long. It's, it'll come back. It's just unfortunate it's right in the middle of, you know, the heat. And even Tuesday night, Mickey, I mean, you know, we're out there fishing, and, man, it is hot. You know, you just make sure you guys bring plenty of water and, you know, put on sunscreen and, you know, protect yourself, you know, so.
It'll work. All right, John, I got to roll on, my friend, but
sure, man,
glad
no
I got
problem.
A hold of you. And you have a good Memorial Day weekend. You be safe out there. If somebody wants to call you, give them a number, bud.
Sure. They can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. And come out to Lake Houston and join us and catch some fish.
Recreate, baby, outdoors.
There you go. Well,
John, have a good Memorial Day weekend. I'll talk to you next week. See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
You want this Fig Newton? I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, I like the way you were unwrapping
it. I didn't know it was that
Newton.
Loud. I apologize.
You darn tootin' like Fig Newton. Remember that commercial? Had that old pirate with a patch on his eye. Had that bird on his shoulder.
They're full of sugar.
That's all right. Sugar
these
makes
are
the world
good
go
for
around.
You.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you
better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Better than big foam.
You can buy those good Springer clips.
Yeah.
The what was the foam?
Big foam with 10 rod odor stick.
Maybe you fall down, you'll float up. Your butt will float up in the air.
Face first, look, you'll drown.
Yeah.
How did he drown? Well, his butt was floating up in there and his head was out of the water. That's the way we found him. But he did have a big trout on his stringer.
Well, my goal is, I think, maybe sometime this summer, is to drag as much stuff as I can drag behind me. I'm getting a fish motel. I'm getting one of them little houses like that guy built. His rod holders and all that stuff.
What is legal to do to a shark in his environment if it keeps harassing you? If it gets deep, can you legally Glock him? Guess it's time to roll another one. Good morning, great show, guys. Ray, I promise you, I got a shark messing with me. I got a Glock on me. I'm Glocking him. I promise you. Oh, yeah. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. You know, it really won't be that long. We'll blink our eyes and it'll be duck season. No better guy to talk to about them dead duck is down there in southwest Louisiana. Captain Kirk Standel, Hackberry Rod.
Good morning.
Kirk, what's up, man?
Oh, man. The tide finally came back up.
Yeah.
We had some low water there for a couple of days when that last front came through.
Mm-hmm.
That wind went, instead of a northeast wind after the front came through, it went west and then southwest.
Right.
But the fish still bit.
So, yeah, y'all been rolling them up pretty good over there, bud.
It's been good, yeah. I mean, the fish has been real good. Now, yesterday it slowed down. Because we're behind that new moon and the tides are kind of, the last 2 days the tides have been weak. And but it's come back. The water's back, so I feel like it's going to be a good bite today.
Well,
it should
I'm gonna
be
hold
happening.
To that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do that, man. You got to
hold you
to be
that.
Positive. But it's been good. I mean, who was it? Darnie, one of our captains. He went out. Okay, what's today? You know, you lose track of days. I do anyway. Today's Friday. I guess it was Tuesday. He smashed him on top water.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he had a lot of, really nice trout, a lot of 3 and 4 pounders on that. It was nice and calm that morning. He got on a reef just out in the middle of his West Cove, and he started off throwing that big skitter walk and said they were just kind of popping it, not really eating it. He went to the baby skitter walk, mm-hmm. Said they were inhaling that sucker. So, yeah, he had a good box of fish. And I mean, everybody's been catching fish pretty good, I mean, chasing birds, the whole thing's we're happening right now. You get on
right.
The reefs out in the middle, the wind's not too bad, the fish are out there, shorelines. I mean, it's happening. It's been good. And in fact, I went yesterday just for redfish, and I went back in that marsh behind the weirs. I fished all over and caught one. I came back into West Cove. And hit a little reef on the shoreline. Water was muddy. Mm-hmm. And we throwing shrimp in there. And it was just as fast as that cork could hit the water, it was gone. Caught a limited redfish in just no time. So, it was fishing's good. I mean, because that's what we wanted to do, and we were able to do it yesterday.
Well, I'm good with that. Everything's
working.
Man. Top waters, live shrimp. Hey. Fish
are
biting.
That's soft plastics. I've been doing good on soft plastics. When I get in the birds, I throw a quarter ounce. You throw it out, let it hit, click the reel, and let it fall on a tight line, and just twitch it while it's falling. Not constantly twitch. Just give it a twitch, let it fall. Twitch, and they're hitting that bait, falling.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like working it back, you don't do as well. And normally on the birds, you throw it out there and hit the top and kind of work up in the water column. But
yeah,
they're down
or just
deep.
Swim it, yeah.
Yeah, so they're down deep. That's strange how that's happening. And then, man. And, the fish under the birds are anywhere from, 13, 14 inches up to about 16 inches. And I've got on a spot day before yesterday. I was going in to catch redfish and caught a, about a 17, 18-inch trout. And we finished up a limit right there on a redfish hole catching trout. So go figure that out.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. That's why we go.
That's right. But that little John's been really good.
Been That's a good bait little bait, him. Man.
Yeah. You know, it's not a pretty, not a flashy bait. I mean, no action to it. You got to give it the action. And they eat it. They eat it good.
Well, it, you know, I don't even know what it imitates. I mean, I think for the most part they think it's a shrimp. You know,
yeah.
Especially when you put a lot of action on it. It has sin in it. If they do short strike it, they get that taste or that smell. They always come back on it. And it comes in a variety of colors, and it just, there's something about the way it works under the water. I remember when Mirror Lure first sent me them things years ago when they first came out, and I'm going, man, what is this? It looked like a long suppository, you know?
Yeah.
And I tied one on. First cast I made with it, I caught a 5-pound trout, and I said, well, this might be a good bait. It's my go-to soft plastic, you know, when they're hitting baits like that. You know, we vary. You know, we'll use rat tails and then your swim baits, your shad tails.
Yeah, we do the same thing. We vary, but kind of a go-to
day in
bait.
And day out, that bait will produce for you 99% of the time. Yeah. It always does. And it's tough. You know, it lasts forever.
That's right. You catch a lot of fish on one.
Yeah, you can.
Where if you're throwing a Bass Assassin, I mean, sometimes one fish is all you get out of it.
One fish, one bait, especially if the fish are small, you know, and below 16 inches, you know, all that little violent head shaking they do. And the way their teeth hits that bait and they don't take it in as good. They'll tear that sucker up. They'll tear it to pieces, man.
Yeah. But, boy, the forecast doesn't look good for this next week.
It's not looking too spiffy, is it?
No, not at all. And of course, our phone's blowing up. People wanting to know, well, man, they're worried about the weather. So that's always the case.
Well, you know, we knew we had a lot of fishing pressure during the COVID crisis and all that. Well, it's still going on, but you wouldn't know it in Texas. Everybody's back to normal pretty much.
That's the same thing. Same thing here.
But Louisiana had an unbelievable spike in fishing license sales, you know, compared to 2019. 53% increase in license sales versus April of 2019.
Well, two things happened.
Yeah, they sold, what was it? In April alone, they sold almost 40,000 basic fishing licenses.
Yeah, people aren't working, and the fish are biting. You put those two things together,
money
you put a lot of people
that,
in the water.
That,
stimulus big, money.
Yeah, and big federal unemployment money, that extra $600 a week. Oh, man, they living it up.
Yeah, no doubt. Then look, I mean, you got, like, I went two afternoons just to go chase birds, try and catch a few fish.
Uh-huh.
And it's unbelievable on a Monday afternoon how many boats are out there.
Looks like a weekend.
Yeah, it does. But the fish, you know, still catching fish. So, and the thing is, everybody's catching fish. I mean, the biologists come by our place and they do krill surveys and they pull all the stones, the age and sex fish. And they said every boat landing is chock-a-block every day.
Mm-mm-mm.
Just full of boats.
Well, that's good for some, bad for others. But, you know, people in this country are a lot smarter than the government gives them credit to be. They know that they've got a better chance of having fun and getting outdoors and not getting sick and recreating
exactly.
In a healthy environment. And outdoors, you can't get any more healthy.
No, I mean, you can't.
You look at all the outdoors people you know versus people who stay indoors all the time. Their immune system's better. They're just healthier people on average.
Yeah.
You got to fight skin cancer when you get old and all that. But, hey, you know, you got to die something.
That's right.
You're actually
going to
die. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, the whole deal with skin cancer is stay on top of it. You know, visit your dermatologist regularly and catch it early. But life's good in hackberry.
Watch my dad. He never went to a dermatologist. He'd been his son all his life fishing, and he'd just scrape them off his hands and arms and all that. I said, man, you want me to take you to the doctor and get off? No, man, I'm going to die of something. And he said, I can assure you it ain't going to be skin cancer. And he did. He died of old age. He made it almost to 93, so hey.
Yeah, my dad, he's 90 and still kicking good, sharp-minded. They're just, one of those guys that worked hard his whole life. And it kept him, he lived longer because of it.
Yep. Same way with my dad. Well, Kirk, it's always good to get a hold of you boys over in Hackberry, man. It's fun times over there.
Yes, sir, it is. And we're going to go fight them again this morning. We're going to get out there and get after them.
Go wear them down and wear them out, man.
We're going to try our best.
Well, if somebody wants to come over and lodge up and do a little fishing, a little recreating, what's a good way to get a hold of you fellas?
Oh, man, toll free, 888-762-3391, Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com.
And you should have been here yesterday.
Yes, sir. Check out that webcam. I'm sure there'll be some good catches coming today.
You got it. All right, buddy.
All right.
Kirk, thanks for the report. You have a good Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, my friend.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
All right, bud. Take care. All right, that's Captain Kirk Stanzel over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're going to take a break, and after the break, we're going to come back with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. I'll just call him Tech City Dave. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 536 in the Bayou City. Let's run down to the Tech City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop and all that good stuff down there and talk to our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, Tech City Dave. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey, and I'm doing just fine.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm sitting out here right at the very end of the Texas City Dyke. I like to be in this little spot right here. And on a Friday morning, it's already crowded out here. There's quite a few folks fishing under the lights, catching a few little sand trout and such. I haven't seen, hadn't been here too very long, but hadn't seen any big sand trout or specks caught. But who knows what they've done tonight. A little windy, as you've talked about, and I see 79 degrees on our mouth thermometer, and it won't be long. The old tomatoes won't be setting. I think they say they stop around 80 degrees or something like that, and we're pretty close to that.
Yeah, well, I am overrun with tomatoes this year. The best crop I've had in years.
I'm glad to hear it. I love them rascals, especially them fresh ones. So I'm liable to be grazing out in your yard like a bunny rabbit when you get out there one day.
You come on by, buddy. I'll hook you up, man. Hey, we're so overrun with tomatoes. My wife's been making hot sauce. She made a genuine spaghetti sauce last week, and I've never had anything that good in my life. And,
my goodness.
And I'm not a big spaghetti man by any means, but this was so delicious. And then she came out with another recipe, made a tomato pie, and I thought, man, that's no thanks, man. I don't know about that. Well, it ended up being delicious. Even Blaine, my buddy, came by, and I asked him to be honest and eat a piece of it and tell me what he thought, and he thought it was unbelievable. So there's a lot of things you can do with these homegrown tomatoes, man. You just can't beat a homegrown tomato.
No, you can't, and they don't last a long time down here in our hot weather. It seems like about the time they start really producing, if you can get a few before the mockingbirds get them or the heat gets them, then you're lucky. But sounds like you got a good crop going. I'm glad to hear it.
Really do. I only planted 9 plants, and there's just I can't give all of them away. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, the wife planted one or two Roma tomatoes in a big pot on the patio, and I'm amazed at how many little tomatoes set on there. I've never eaten fresh Romas. I've always bought them in the grocery store, but that's one of the most popular ones that we buy for salads and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to sampling a couple of those if we're lucky enough to get some on the vine. I heard you mention earlier about a lure that looked like a suppository, and that made me laugh a little bit.
Yes, that's the old mirror lure, Little John. It does, but it works. It catches fish, man.
It reminded me of sitting on the couch with the wife one evening, and she looked over at me and said, "David, what's that suppository hanging out of your ear?" And I looked and I grabbed it and pulled it out, and I said, "Well, now I know where my hearing aid is, you know."
Oh, goodness. Well, how's bait availability and seafood availability at Boyd's right now?
We got plenty to eat, and that's the main thing.
Now you're talking.
I stopped by and talked to Martin a little bit, and man, every bait tank is full with live shrimp, and they've been just whiskers and eyeballs for a long time, and that's normal this time of year, but they're getting some size on them now. We've got a size that's big enough to run a hook through now, so I'm glad to see that, and they got a good catch yesterday, so we bought a bunch, and so we're in good shape for this morning and probably most of today, and then they'll have some boats come in about noontime and load us up again, and hopefully we'll be in pretty good shape for this weekend. But I do want to mention something, and I should have probably mentioned it earlier, but the city for a while had the dock shut down on the weekends because of the social distancing and the requirements by the county and the state and the feds and all that stuff. They kept the weekdays open. And then when they opened back up, they weren't charging the normal fee and stuff. But I'm telling you, Mickey, the crowds have been just unbelievable here, even all during the week. And the place is really, over a period of some weeks, would get trashed up to the point where the city cleanup crews couldn't even keep up with it. And they were really having to run a lot of people out there. So they've increased the prices on weekend admissions and especially on holiday admissions. We were $5 on a weekend for a carload, and $10 on the holidays. Well, they've doubled those prices. It's $10 on the weekends normally, and on the holidays it's $20. And so I wanted to let everybody know that didn't see it or hadn't seen it on social media and all that stuff, because I don't want people coming up here, non-residents that come up here and get hit with that extra fee, and they may not even have that extra cash on them and have to turn around and hit an ATM somewhere. So I wanted to let them know. Now, if you are a non-resident and you want to try to get around that when you can, the key is to get here early. If you come in here in the mornings early, because they only charge from, I think, 6 a.m. until about 9 or 10 at night. But you need to get here earlier if you want, especially if you're pulling a boat and such, which most of the time they are. They'll hit the bait camps early and get out here. But just a heads up to let folks know. Crawfish-wise, we've been taking reservations all week for the weekend. I know that they're heavy, and I know crawfish is in short supply, but I think we have enough for all of our reservations, of course, and we may have some for walk-ins. Good on live on table shrimp and all that stuff, Mickey. So how about that?
That's as thorough as you can get. So if somebody wants to call ahead of time, check availability or reserve something, what's a good number at Boyd's? Give them out some info for that.
We've got the old number, 409-945-4001. If you call it, it'll go to a recording. It'll give you the lowdown and the latest of what we've got in terms of walk-ins for crawfish and such. And then you can hang on after the recording, and someone will get to you as soon as they can. We've got the reservation number, which is 409-948-4222 for reservations, to check and see if we're still taking them and the prices and all that stuff. And Boyd's OneStop.com also has online reservations and info. So we're trying to cover all the bases nowadays, and a lot of times you folks can't get through the phone. They get aggravated, and I don't blame them. I do, too. But we're trying to get things lined out for that. I hope everybody has a safe, number one, safe Memorial Day weekend, but a lot of fun, too, Mickey, and I hope to see you soon.
You and your family, too. And, Dave, it's always a pleasure, and always good hooking up with you, my friend.
Thank you, Mickey. It's the best part of my Friday.
Mine, too. See you, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, that's Tech City Dave down at the Tech City Dike at Boyd's One Stop. So, all right, now let's see if we can go to Captain Steve Hillman. You got him up, Johnny B? We'll get Steve up. If you're just tuning in and you hadn't heard, you know, well, if you've been fishing any, you can tell fishing pressure's been up by the crowds all through this corona outbreak thing. And It's people are they wised up and went fishing, recreated, got out in the sweet outdoors, what I call it.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. Yeehaw!
It's time for a score tracker update with Steve Hillman.
All right, let's head down to G-Town, somewhere in San Leon area where it's always sunny and beautiful and calm and fish jumping in the boat and jumping up on the bank. It's always good. Captain Steve Hillman, what's up, man?
It's always good, man. They're jumping in the boat.
Yeah, buddy.
Every day, every day. They won't be jumping in my boat today. I'm not going.
That's what I heard. I heard that through the grapevine, and Hillman wasn't going to venture out this Friday. Fish
well,
are safe.
I saw that forecast. It's going to be a little breezy. And I had some local regular guys, and I talked it over with them yesterday. And I told them, I said, and they didn't realize when they booked, and I didn't realize when they booked, it was Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't feel like fight all the woodworkers and the farmers. You know what a farmer is, right, on the water?
No.
I saw two of them yesterday. One of them was doing circles around me. Farmers, those big boats that they
oh, he was plowing, know. Yeah.
He was plowing. He's plowing up his fields, man. That's what Joe. I had Joey Cebulski with me. That's what he said, man, those are farmers. I said, I like that. I'm going to steal that one from you.
You know, this is what always gets me. You know, you talking about that plowing. You know, I'd rather them just run by on plane, just run me down, just run over me on plane and go on by. Because it throws out a smaller wake, but they'll shut it down and half plow all the way around you, throwing giant wakes all over you and bird dogging you, and you know, looking to see if you're on them before they continue to, hell, they'll jump up on plane, go to the next boat.
And, oh yeah.
So hey, I just learned something new. I got me some new terminology. A farmer.
Now, if I could only remember half the stuff people say, but most of the good stuff, what few good things I have, I stole from somebody.
But, we all have
say,
fishing tradition, man. You know, like hey, you bird and Kurt, dogger and pot liquor, that comes from way back in the day.
Exactly. You and Kurt Stanzel were talking about how you, I think it was you and Kurt talking about skin cancer and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Being out in the sun and all this. I think I sent this meme or whatever you call these things to you a couple of weeks ago, but I'm looking at it right now. It says, who said guiding is stressful? I'm 37 and I feel great.
Oh, that picture of that old guy with a cap on and wrinkled up face smoking a cig. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 100 years old.
Yeah, and he's 37.
Yeah. Oh, man. But no, it's been a really good week. Finally, we're able to string a bunch of days together. I think I fished 7 out of the last 8 days. And it's been good. It's been above average every day. Yesterday started out a little tough, but we ended up catching them pretty good before we went in. And like I said, I just had Joey with me. We came in at 10:30. I had to get some stuff done in my boat. But Wednesday, it was exceptional. The bite was the best I've seen it in a long, long time. And it was a slow go of it, man. We got out there. You know, prior to that, we'd been catching them really early, like right when we get there. And Wednesday, I had 3 old guys, one of them from College Station, used to live here. He moved up there. He doesn't fish me as often as he used to. Another 2 guys from, I think, Lake City, and they only fished me like 2 or 3 times a year now, so I was hoping we'd have a good, really good trip, and I think I was hoping I didn't jinx myself. I told them in the parking lot how good it's been. You should never say that, by the way. You should never say that, but get out there, and man, we can't buy a bite, and I know I'm on fish, and we didn't catch a fish until like 8:30, and I think at 9 o'clock, we had 3 trout, and that tide changed at 9. And I put the anchor out, and I don't want to tell you how many we caught. I mean, what's James always say? Couldn't get a lure back?
Couldn't get a lure back, man. Old Captain Clicker. Old Clicker himself, man.
It was crazy. We caught a bunch of trout that morning. It was over in about 45 minutes at that spot. And then we went looking for redfish, and I can't catch a redfish, save my life last 2 weeks. And I hit one other trout spot on the way in just to see an area I hadn't been to in probably a week and a half. And it was almost every cast, and they were good fish. I mean, for these days, 2.5 to almost 4-pound fish. Of course, we're turning them all loose.
That's calling the Chronicle fish right there, buddy.
I'm telling you, man. But But that was, I think we came in at 11:30 that morning. It's just been pretty easy fishing for a change. You know, there for a while, at least I had to work for them. I mean, I'm sure somebody catches them every day. But
hey, the struggle's real, man.
Yeah, yeah. But the water's greening up everywhere, even up your way, starting to get a good green tint to it. I've been checking on some other stuff. I think ought to be turning on any day now. Water temperature, I'm seeing like 79, 81.
Yeah, you're spot on. So,
yeah, but haven't hooked any big – well, I take that back. Monday, we had early limits, and we were looking for redfish. And I went down lower, like close to the jetties. I wasn't too far from the jetties, fishing some little piles of rocks and stuff along the shoreline and little like towhead reefs. And I was throwing a pink skitter walk up in about a foot and a half of water, and I had three guys, and I told them, I said, look at that fish following my topwater. It's a big wake coming up behind it. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a redfish.
Well, that's usually the way redfish do. They'll wake up behind it,
following
it.
They'll nose it. Exactly, yeah. And that's what I thought it was, but it wouldn't touch it. So I stopped at topwater, and I could still see the activity, the nervous water behind it, so I figured he's still there. And I ripped it through the water, about five or six cranks, and then I twitched it one time, and she blew up on it. Man, it was like an atomic bomb going off. Then drag started screaming. I'm like, finally, I hooked a red. It's been like 2 weeks. I finally hooked a damn redfish. And this trout, Mickey, goes away from me and comes all the way out of the water. It had a big old bucket head on it. It was a good fish. It was the biggest trout I've hooked this year in Galveston Bay. It did that twice before it pulled the hooks out. And I don't want to say how big it was. It was big, though. It was well over 6 pounds. I'll leave it at that. But that's the only big fish that I've hooked in a while. We've caught a couple pushing four. But overall, man, just good stuff. Mainly a worm bite. Monday or Tuesday, we caught them on everything. We caught them on Lilies. Well, everything but topwaters. We didn't catch a lot of fish on topwater.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly soft plastics. I'm fishing over real, real hard shell. And they're not slicking a lot. They're slicking a little bit. But you pretty much have to know where they're at right now, I think. And we're catching them in three or four different areas, about 10 or 12 miles apart. So, and I know some other guys aren't fishing anywhere near me, and they're catching them. So things are starting to look up, man.
Finally.
Yep. Just don't need any more water. Don't need any more fresh water. I looked this morning, the dam was back up to 16,000 CFS.
I know. I was mentioning it went up to 10, then to 12, and then to 14, now 16. And, you know, if it just won't get any higher than that, it'll go on back down because I think Lake Livingston's about a half a foot above pool. We just, somebody needs to put a cork in it.
No joke. It's about running about. I think they said the average, I researched a little bit, the average for this time of year is like 4,000 to 6,000 CFS.
Oh, yeah.
So it's about 10,000, 10, 12,000 over average.
Well, it will return one of these days. It'll, people will be talking about it. We'll talk about this for years to come, you know, what we've seen in the last 8 or 10 years, all the extremities. But anyway, Steve, I guess I better get on out of here. It's that time, man. We're running out of time. Just so much to talk about and so little time.
I got it, man. Well
maybe if you're up tomorrow and call them, we can continue this conversation. But if somebody wants to get with you, Steve, how do they get a hold of you? What's a good way? What's the best way?
409-256-7937. And a text is the best way, honestly.
That's it.
Text message. Yep.
Send him some nice pictures, too. All right, buddy.
Yeah, man.
All right, Steve. Hey, I'll be talking to you, man. Thanks for the report, and you have a good day.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right, Hillman. See you. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman down in G-Town. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early for 3 hours tomorrow at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.